The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew, the 14th chapter, beginning at the 13th verse. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The introduction. Jesus has been teaching his disciples and the crowds about the kingdom of God, but his words are not accepted by all. He has been rejected in his hometown and misunderstood by Herod. He thinks that Jesus may be John the Baptist, raised from the dead, but Herod had executed John. Now the reading. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. And when he went ashore, he saw a great crowd and had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." And they replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over from the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The Gospel of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
And I speak to you in God's holy name, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. I'm just going to wander over here so the people at home can see this disembodied voice. It's got a person behind it, mask and all. I want us today to think about the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. This, remember, is a miracle and is a metaphor. And you also have to remember that the church is all about giving a message to people that Jesus is the way to wholeness, and that the gospel was written down by Matthew, as was the gospel in Luke, the same story in Luke, about 50 years after the event. So there was some event that happened, but the church began to understand it metaphorically. They understood it not literally. They understood it as if it was something greater than what had happened, based in their experience over 50 years of following Jesus. So it had been taken orally from person to person, and then eventually was written down, as I said, about 50 years later. So it's important to remember that. By the time of the writing down, there had been a lot of things happen to the Christian community. When Jesus had begun his ministry and was with them, they were all Jews. And they were all Jews worshiping together in both community centers called synagogues or the temple. And over the period of time from the event happening and the writing down, a number of things had happened. The temple had been destroyed about 10 years before the writing down of this gospel. When the temple was destroyed, the Jews blamed the Christians for its destruction. And the Jews persecuted the little Christian group known as the Way. The Way had been tolerated up to that point as a cult within Judaism. For they would go to the temple, and on the Sabbath, they'd go to the upper balconies. If you weren't born a Jew, you weren't allowed to sit in the lower part of the temple. You had to sit upstairs. And so the Christians would go up upstairs and proselytize amongst the people. And they would say, "You're not second class. You are equal to the people down below you, to the Jews. And you are at one with God. God loves you just as you are. And you can come and follow us." And so people started, through this evangelism, started to leave Judaism and start to follow the Way. This actually happened. As all these things progressed, other things were going on. So the Jews were starting to persecute the early Christians. They were kicking this cult. They were trying to purify themselves. They felt that had they been pure, God wouldn't have allowed the temple to fall. So Christians became very suspicious of each other because they were afraid that if somebody knew them, they could be even killed for their faith. And so when they met each other on their dusty roads, I would, for instance, walk up to Rick and I would be talking and say, "How are you today?" And I would scratch with my foot in the sand a fish. And this symbol of the fish, you've all seen it. It looks like two inverted brackets, but put together to look like a fish. You've all seen it. Imagine it in your mind. And it's called an ichthus, the Greek word. They all spoke Greek. None of them spoke Hebrew. None of them spoke Italian. They didn't speak in the Roman language. They all spoke Greek. And the Greek word for fish is ichthus. And so they would make an ichthus symbol in the dirt. And when they looked down and saw that, you recognized that that person wasn't just fiddling around in the dirt, but was making a sign to you. And you would be taught, if you saw the ichthus, the fish, you knew it meant Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. That you were talking in safety to another Christian. Then you would embrace each other and be feeling safe. That was common. Now, when we think about the feeding of the 5,000, the symbolism in the metaphor in the feeding of the 5,000 is not about a fish. They didn't just get a big trout and they carved it up to feed 5,000. They really were saying, if you recognize that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, the ichthus, then you will be fed forever. So don't take it literally, it is a metaphor. The fish in the feeding of the 5,000 stands for Jesus Christ will feed you. Jesus Christ, if you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, you will be fed, and thousands more will be fed. That's the key meaning of the story of the feeding of the 5,000. The bread comes in the fact that the bread of the Eucharist, so that they already had started to celebrate every week the Eucharist as we are here today. And the bread is the sense of God's love given for us that we take into ourselves, and then we feed ourselves on the love because Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. That's the essential meaning of this story of the feeding of the 5,000. So next time you hear somebody trying to give you a convoluted way out there how they fed 5,000 with a bit of bread and two fish, remember in your heart that this really is not a literal story, but a metaphor, standing that Jesus Christ endlessly feeds us through faith in God as through Jesus, in other words, following the way of Jesus. And I pray today as we gather together and we receive the bread and you at home receive it spiritually, to know that we are fed because God's love is always with us as we journey, even in the time of this pandemic when we all have pressure around us and on us. May God bless us all. Amen.
Amen.